This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we discussed the importance of getting the tools together for doing Bible study. When you have the tools, you need to make time for the task. In speaking of Jesus prophetically, Isaiah points out that Jesus was wakened by his Father morning by morning. It would be wise to pray that God would awaken you, open your ears and mine to teach you, Isaiah 50:4-5. You also need a place to keep your tools and where you can study undisturbed. Habakkuk the prophet said, "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me." When you have everything ready, don't go to the task legalistically. If you do, you'll miss the message as the people Jesus addressed did in John 5:39. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. It's not a matter of reading the Bible daily so you can check off that duty and feel good about it. You should read the Bible to discover what it has to say about Jesus and then trust in him and obey him. You also should delight in the Word of God. Psalm 1:1-3 says, "Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Finally, as you read and study the Bible, you should expect God to teach you. So it's a matter of gathering the tools, giving the time, and getting on with the task of getting God's message from the Bible. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.